Do you enjoy a tipple? Maybe mid-afternoon, maybe on the course, maybe early morning. If you do, and you don't want to lug the bottle around with you, and you're looking for the perfect vessel to tote around your finest beverage of choice, head over to ragproper.com. That's ragproper.com for the original modern glass flask. I'm sure you all are familiar drinking out of the old metal, stainless, metallic. Just not good. It's not good for the booze. Head over to ragproper.com. Get yourself a modern glass flask. Tell them Birdies and Bourbon sent you. Are you looking for a special gift for that someone, for maybe just some random occasion? Go check out slabcigarclub.com. Their mission is to curate an unparalleled monthly experience, delivering cigars to aficionados and beginners alike. If you appreciate a good smoke, or you know somebody that does, be sure to go and check out slabcigarclub.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Birdies and Bourbon Show.
Make more birdies.
A bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me. If you don't, you will fall out of bounds.
Welcome to Birdies and Bourbon. Sit down and have a sip.
Welcome back to the Birdies and Bourbon Show. Dan, on today's episode of Who's Your Caddy, we'll be flying the flags at half mast, just like they are in Augusta, Georgia.
Why are they flying them at half mast?
Bryson DeChambeau has killed the Masters. He has killed it. Oh, my God. Dan and I were talking. We were going to talk about Watches and Wonders. We were going to talk about this new show that he can't get enough of called Sugar.
I love it.
There's a little golf tournament going on down over in East Georgia, called the Masters. I think we'll just talk about that.
I love it.
For those of you that are just listening, well, we appreciate you for just listening. For those of you that are also watching, you'll see Dan, the turncoat. He's got the jumping man lid on.
I do, of course. Got to sport it, man. I got bets on this dude.
We'll talk a little leaderboard. By the way, we're operating on two and a half hour weather delay from this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I did not take a delay, Dan.
Nope, me
either. I started drinking immediately. Why would I?
We're not. Hey, we don't slouch.
No, we don't.
Nope.
No, we don't. This is not amateur hour over here. Not when it comes to important things like
Exactly. Well, you're just like Colin Farrell on that new Sugar show. I metabolize it so much faster than everybody else. I'm superhuman.
I told you I'd been watching it kind of intermittently. I do remember that. Like, he can't get drunk,
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, those that know me, that have been around me, they know that. So whatever his, like, super metabolism is, I've got the inverse of that.
Oh, yeah. I know you do.
Because I can damn sure get drunk. Let it be known. Let it be said. Let it be known. All right. Let's talk a little golf, Dan.
Let's talk a little leaderboard.
We had a 2.5 hour or so weather delay today. Let the patrons in late. Let the golfers in late. Got off late. Of note, right? Let's go ahead and talk about the Tiger in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger Woods went off today around 3:50 or so, just before 4 o'clock. He will not finish his round of golf today. It will be dark before he finishes.
Really?
And I think that does not bode well for Tiger Woods in breaking the cut record, of which I think it's I think he's at 23. I think he's tied with Fred Couples at 23. I think if he makes the cut this week, he goes to 24. Oh. I think it's ish in the mid 20s. I'm not feeling good about that. It's going to be a rough day. The good news is the weather's going to work out for him. The bad news is he's going to have a long day tomorrow, and I don't know if that's in his favor. Mm. So before we get into the leaderboard, so the featured pairing, shocking, right now, if you head on over to masters.com, you'll be able to find one: Max Homa, Jason Day, and Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the friggin' outfit that Jason Day had on?
He looked like MC Hammer.
I mean, you've got to be kidding. What are those pants?
I don't know.
I mean, is this, do you think there's a direct feed of Jason Day to the villages in Florida? I mean, is that who he's marketing this to?
It must be.
I don't understand.
Maybe he's in the new Ripley show.
I don't understand. Well, you know, that is based on the wonderful Mr. Ripley.
Tommy.
We'll get into that on the back half. Let me get lubed up a little bit more.
All right.
So what do you think, leaderboard-wise? At the top of the leaderboard, was there any? So let me speed bag you here.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Yep.
But DeChambeau, did you see this? I don't think we talked about him on our pre-Masters show. I don't think he came up.
No, I don't think he came up either, because he hasn't played well here. He had that issue with his head was spinning and dizzy in 1 year, you know. Uh-oh, big change in leaderboard.
This could be a wire-to-wire winner here.
It could be.
We could have our next two-time Masters champion, by
it
the way.
It could be. Well, here, everybody, so I've listened to a lot of journalists over the last couple of weeks, and just, you know, insights, and then we have our own insights, and I didn't disagree with them per se. They said the course was not a good fit for him and he hasn't played well here, and that's all true. Now his game's changed quite a bit. They say in order to play Augusta you need to be an artist, not a scientist.
And he is on the record stating that he is a scientist,
right? What do you
golf
think?
Scientist,
would you
golf
agree with
scientist.
That statement of you have to be an artist, or can you be a scientist out there?
I'm not gonna quote any journalists, mm-hmm. because as Brooks Koepka would ask, have you ever played Augusta? I think in listening to professional golfers that have won multiple times here, I think that the one commonality that resonates in the context of how they describe Augusta, it's all about creativity. It's all about creativity, and it's about you don't have to be perfect.
Mm.
And you can, and it's, you know, where are the misses? It's not necessarily, I guess it is kind of where to hit the ball, but it's really where do you miss at? And I don't know if that train of thought, I don't know if that goes into a scientific equation.
Yeah.
So I absolutely think that it's artistry, and it is not scientific. But I mean, what did he say like 4 years ago, three or 4 years ago, Bryson said, Augusta's, it's a par 68 or some shit. I don't
for
know.
Him, yeah.
For him. Yeah. And he goes on to miss the cut. I don't know. At least two times in a row. I think he's missed it, or maybe three times. Something's different. Something is different. Will you be, and we'll talk about some bets you placed in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, would you bet that Jason Day has the shittiest pants on the PGA Tour right now?
I think
now?
It's like minus 800, though.
Okay. so will you be surprised? Two-part question. Both of them of will you be surprised? Will you be surprised if Bryson DeChambeau is leading the tournament after day one, which won't be revealed until day two? So that's the first question. Will you be surprised?
Right now, there's nobody close. Scotty's minus five through 15.
You're saying Scotty Scheffler's not close?
Well, he's got two. He's got two holes left. We got three holes left, right? So if he's got a birdie, he's got a birdie two of the three holes to tie him.
Well, 16's a par three. Well, I mean, we'll know. We'll be through Scotty Scheffler before we get done recording.
Right, but other than him, there's nobody close, right? Zalatoris is minus 3 through 17. Close. You know, so
yeah. I mean, Scheffler is the only one that can that. Generally speaking, I think it's Scheffler's to catch.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but in your statement, then you think that. You think Bryson DeChambeau will be leading in at the end of day one?
Yep, I do.
Which will be day two?
Yep.
Will you be surprised when John Rahm, former PGA Tour professional, current LIV Tour professional, is putting a green jacket on fellow LIV Tour professional Bryson DeChambeau?
100%.
You will be surprised.
Yep.
How could you imagine? So let's talk. Who else is close? And I know we got a long way to go, right? I mean, this is the wind was getting up a little bit today. Could be. I think it's going to. Looks like it's going to be windy tomorrow. Who else from? Rahm was playing okay. Rahm kind of. Went in the shitter there.
You know the good round of the day so far? Neiman. Neiman came in at, he's at T8 right now. He's at minus two. I think he was plus two earlier in the day, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Let's look at this profile here. Let's look at this profile.
Yeah, so Rahm's at one under. So Rahm, I mean, he's probably out.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to show this footage or not, but we're just going to, we'll roll with it.
I'm going to go ahead and give you creative rights to go ahead and show it.
So he went under, then went two up, went under. Yeah, he's had a good day. I thought he was up. I think it was like plus. Maybe it was even. So,
ooh, that double bogey killed him. There. Yeah, he is. He's at two under. Finished today at two.
Yeah, he did. But I thought he was like plus two at one point. But
well, he yeah. Well, oh, he was right even
the three. Yeah, then 12. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Round. I mean, hey. So I'm glad you brought Joaquin Neiman up. So I was listening to. Who Brandel Chamblee, the talking heads, they were talking last night. A very interesting, this is not, I mean, I can't come up with anything this fucking creative, so you know it's not mine, but they were talking about Joaquin Neiman getting a special invite, whatever you want to call it, and they were talking about, so in winning, essentially they didn't acknowledge his play on LIV. They acknowledged the win of the Australian Open, and they were talking about like the Asian Open, the South American Open. There's a handful of opens around the world, and they're like, "Hey, this could be Augusta could be setting a precedent of hey, instead of just extending it to." Whoever wins the Australian Open, well, what about all these other opens where we've got some competitive golf going on? I mean, should they be considered or should they be entertaining them to play in all the majors? I think the answer to that's yes. I think that's a great avenue for people to be able to play their way into a major because, I mean, it's not going to be long. You're going to have some folks that aren't going to be in any of the other majors. I mean, this may be the only one he's in.
Yep. Good point.
By the way, Max Homa, he just duck hooked on number, I don't know. I think they're on six, I believe.
Yeah, he'll tweet about it.
He will tweet about it. God, and if that freaking Colt knows, that guy, they're on seven. Colt knows. God, I got to find a better way to watch the Masters, because the commentary that I was listening to today was just complete horseshit.
Okay, let's pause there for a second, because coming into the week, we had Rory at, I don't know, I guess it was in Texas last week that he was asked about this thing, or maybe it was the week before, I forget. It all comes together. But he said, hey, ratings are down 20% this year. One out of five people are not watching golf anymore, at all. And he was concerned about it. And then this week comes into play, and you're on, you're listening to the interview questions to Brooks. They don't even talk to Phil. They're bashing the shit out of Liv again. And it's like, Rom, to Rom, they were complete pricks to Rom asking about this Liv stuff, right? And I just wish he would have said, listen, guys, you know, ratings are down 20%. Let's just get positive this week, okay? Let's not do any of this negative crap anymore. But they have to continue to bash and bash and bash. And this, they're part of the problem, the press.
I'm glad we're not part of the press. Then there went our press passes, by the way. It's a good thing we just asked for media passes. Yeah, so exactly. I agree. I mean, hands down, I'm 100% on your side. Get out of the way and let golf be played.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I mean, I don't know. When's I mean, you know what it's scripted, right? I mean, you don't want softballs coming to these guys, but ask something relevant.
Ask about the Masters. Don't have to ask. I mean, if you want to ask about the Liv shit to Rom, take a flight to fucking Miami last week.
Whoa.
Don't ask him at Augusta. Go to Miami and ask him.
I must have turned the parental locks off of the old Chat GPT. It's working over here. I like that. I love where this is going. Favorite golf tournament of the year, Dan?
I'm with Gary Player. I think it's the Open. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. definitely the Masters. I went earlier this week. Fantastic time.
Conditions. It was
impeccable. I mean, it looked impeccable. Like a carpet.
Kind of like this podcast. Yes. Impeccable.
Yes, it was fantastic. Fantastic. And the gnomes were flying out of there.
Did you get yourself a gnomie?
I did. Yeah, well, the fam got several gnomies. Yes, they did.
Oh, nice.
So let me see. I heard this on CNBC earlier this week. And I'm gonna put up their little trivia question for you. I'm gonna quiz you. How much money, I think it's profit, will they make in merchandise this week?
This week. Let's see here. I should know this. Okay. I wish you'd do the little Jeopardy thing in your head. I think they're gonna make in profit.
Just merchandise.
Just merchandise. I think they're going to make $120 million.
Close. $70 million of profit in just merchandise. Okay. I mean, that was not a bad guess. So it's like $10 million a day in profit.
Yeah.
And that doesn't include food, I don't think.
Well, I was including food.
Or tickets.
And because beers, I mean, think about it. You get the cups. You get to bring the cups on. I mean, that's merchandise.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that doesn't include any of that. But then also, my understanding is they give away these media rights just so they can control the exclusivity and everything about the event. They're not making a whole lot of money from the media rights, is my understanding.
Well, I don't think they have to.
They don't have to. I'm making $70 million on merchandise. Right. We need to get into, what's the new thing called? What's it called, the new thing they built? They bought a shopping center for like $25 million, and they built this restaurant thing.
They did.
Let's bring it up.
They did.
Let's bring it
they
up. Did. Do you remember what they it's did. Called?
I thought we were going to talk about the leaderboard. But
yeah, you keep talking about the leaderboard.
Apparently now we're talking about, let's see. Scotty Scheffler, he birdies 16, by
shit,
the way,
shit.
To be 6 under.
Shit.
I don't think he will be the leader. He will not be the alone leader, the lone wolf at the end of day 2. Danny Willett came out of nowhere. I mean, obviously there's something to be said for course history here, but Danny Willett played well today at Augusta, finishes his round at 4 under. Ryan Fox, he was at 5 under, and where did he? He kind of shit the bed around Amen Corner. Finishes the day at 3 under. Let me see if there's anybody. Ooh, we've often mentioned Will Zalatoris, and we probably should have had some more Will Zalatoris sprinkled into some things. I think you may have a Willie Z bet out there.
I do.
He's probably going to finish today. He's going to finish today in red numbers. Tiger just chunked it in the sand, by the way, on seven. And he's giggling. He's already out. He knows he's already out. He's giggling, and he's kind of laughing with his caddy. He knows this is a recreational round of golf, not competitive. You know what I can't? Tiger fan. Both of us are.
Sure.
Huge Tiger fans.
Huge Tiger fans.
The people that keep talking about, oh, can't wait for him to get his sixth green jacket. Well, go put that in your glass and go ahead and kill it, because he ain't getting a sixth green jacket. Mm-hmm. And unless there's some damn big windstorm that comes through and blows a tree down on every other golfer that's out there. Mm-hmm. And then I still don't know if he can make it through.
Mm-hmm.
There's Homa in the trees. I don't know how they made these pairings, by the way. That Homa Day Woods pairing, I don't quite understand this, by the
me
way.
Me either.
Hey, so earmark some folks. Corey Connors, who always plays well here. We didn't talk enough about him. We did talk about Jacko. He's there. McIlroy is, he's probably squeaking out of top 10 at least. Who else? The Postman's playing good. EVR finishes at one. We got a lot of people finishing at one under today. Finau's playing good. Rahm, he's back to one under. Probably not going to be a back-to-back champion. Who else is in here? That's Patrick Reed. Saw Kez out on the range. He was looking good as usual. Patrick Reed's sitting at one under. I think we do have some Reed love sprinkled in and around.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Let's just keep on the leaderboards for now. We'll go to it in a minute. Yep. Hatton, Tom Kim. I saw Tommy earlier this week. Yep.
Very bullish on Shoffley this week. It was we both were.
He's T30. He's all right. You know, he's a little slow. A little bit of a slow start. Well, yeah.
So he went to on number four. He went to two over.
Mm-hmm.
He is now through 16. He's got it back to flat.
Yeah, he's good.
He's even.
Slow start.
We can get there.
Get there.
Who else? Adam Scott's playing at even. Cam Young's playing it even. Woods still playing it even. So what do we got here? Six. So he'll get through the front nine. He's probably going to wind up with, I bet he's going to have four or five holes left tomorrow. That's not good for him.
No.
Mickelson comes in at, he finishes at one over today. We were bullish on Henley. He finished at one over today.
It's okay.
Let's see. I'm going to drop down to the bottom of the stack. And let's see. Ooh. Okay. Here you go. What's the best? You'll get it. Best name that's in the field of the Masters this week.
The best name.
Best name. Like best player's name.
I don't know. Let's see. Name. Am I close?
Let me see. Let's just say he is DFL right now.
Oh, Stubbs.
Jasper Stubbs.
I saw him earlier this week too. Yeah.
I love that. I mean,
I think he's Australian, right?
I didn't even know that there was a fucking Australian Jasper.
Yeah. Jasper Stubbs. Good name.
Jasper Stubbs. That's a great name. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that is that's very solid. Looks like Grayson Murray. He'll not have to be worrying about how he's going to celebrate the weekend.
So you're going to break out the Play Better t-shirts this weekend?
Play better.
Play better.
Just play better. Just play better. Freddie, it looks like he's love Freddie. Big fans, but looks like he'll be making a short week of it too.
Malinati's a little surprising. I think so.
Yeah, probably. finished at 4 over today. Way to keep the stereotype alive. Or the jinx, as he called it, yesterday after the round. Bucky. Bucky will be, he can go ahead and get those tickets. He'll be exiting.
Yes, he will.
Friday afternoon. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, he'll be out. No, he'll be out late tomorrow. So he may get to hang around and play some constellation golf on
Saturday morning.
Yeah,
you better show up.
Oh yes, you had. Yeah. El Capitan, you said you bumped into him while you were on the grounds at Augusta National.
I did.
Looks like he made a bad decision here, just like he did. Earlier,
Spieth plus 3 through 5.
That not good. Not good.
Hit it on the roof, Spieth.
Not good. That's gonna. That's a good. So let me ask this.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good either. So there's handful of folks here at in plus numbers. Yeah. So let me throw some names out and tell me what you're thinking.
Yeah.
First one is Bucky.
Yeah.
Can he recover and make it to Sunday?
I mean, anything's possible. He's like three shots off. He's like three shots off the cut line, right?
Does he recover and make it to Sunday?
No, not if he pulls that again. No, probably not. I don't know. I would say probably no.
Spieth, does he recover and make it to Sunday?
It's early for him, but five? Was he five over? Is that what it is?
He's three over. Three over
through five, right? Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough.
That's tough. I mean, I think that he's... a lot of people are going to have to come back to him.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I don't know about catching. Masters champion. Another Masters champion.
Yes, I have money on him too. Yes,
Hideki. Yeah, if your money was to miss the cut, you may be collecting.
The other one too is the Sanjay. Sanjay, man, I had money on Sanjay. Him. Yeah.
Who else is sitting around here that's flirting? A lot of folks. So I posted, threw something up on the old gram. Who were people looking at? A lot of people were high on Thigala.
Yeah.
He's sitting at 1 over right now.
Yeah, that's all right. He's all right.
He'll make the weekend. It stands to make the weekend, I guess.
Yeah, I had some on DJ too. I got DJ at like plus 2,800.
I hope you didn't bet the mortgage.
Yeah. So is the weather going to be all clear for the rest of the weekend?
I don't think they're going to get any more rain.
Okay, so no mud balls.
Mud ball. I do think it could be a little breezy.
Okay.
So we're talking. Yeah, I mean it's 70s and 50s, and it's probably that. I think they're going to get. I think it's going to get the same kind of same conditions. Actually, tomorrow might even be worse. They're calling for 20 plus mile per hour winds. Looks like Saturday and Sunday will be relatively calm, but sunny. No rain in the forecast. Who else? Anybody else that's so there's a couple people here. Steven Yeager. I swear that it said he was out for this turn. Didn't it say he was out?
Him and Cantlay both.
And Cantlay was out also. Yeah. I don't know what happened there. Maybe they got things worked out at home. Maybe. I don't know. Something happened. So let's call the leaderboard. Give me top five. Let's do one better.
Okay.
But we won't be able to do it right now because it's not out yet. We can talk tomorrow. I don't know. We probably won't be on. But if we're setting up a line, let's see. Let's see if we'll be able to set a lineup for tomorrow. Because if we can,
let's do it.
There are some pretty reasonable So if we go showdown and if we go masters at 8 a.m. Oh, we can. We can totally go in. Yeah. We can totally go in. All right.
You want to? We have the option of round two or late round two. Let's just go round two.
I think we go round two.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Okay. I think. Are we bullish on DeChambeau going into day two? I think we are.
I mean, I don't think anything changes.
No, I think we're good. So let's start there then, huh?
I think we start there.
Okay.
I think we roll Connors.
Connors.
I think Connors is, we didn't talk enough about him, and I think Connors is, yep. I think Connors is a solid play.
All right.
So those guys sitting at two under right now, two of them are finished. I mean, right below Connors. I mean, I think that's, I think we can just stack on Neiman and Fitzpatrick. And I mean, we don't have to do that, but I think those guys are. Let's see. Do we have? So we went par, birdie. I mean, those three parts. On has got to be up there in the scoring right now. Three birdies in a row. How do you feel about Benny? Yeah, not Benny Hanna, but yeah. Benny Ani.
I like On. Yep. Ben on. Yep, here we go. Got him in there. You wanted Zalatoris? Or no?
I mean, I think we could go Zalatoris or Fitzpatrick. I mean, both those guys have played good today.
Okay.
I mean, we've got three people left. I mean, we can go both.
Zalatoris, Fitzpatrick. And then we got one left, and we got the money. We can buy anybody. Do you want Roars? Do you want?
No, we want Scotty friggin' Scheffler.
I don't. We can't get him though. No,
he's too. Well, you said anybody.
Just about anybody.
When you tell me anybody, I take that literally, Dan.
Well, if we want Scotty, we need we need like $2,000 more. So.
And we don't have to pick from the top of the leaderboard. I mean, there's some folks that have. Do we have Neiman in?
I put him in. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't put him in. I think we got to drop Neiman in.
All right.
And what? So hold on. So we got 1,400 left. Let's see. Nah, we're screwed. We can't. I think we keep it as it is. I think we. Ben on, yeah, Connors, yeah. DeChambeau, Fitzpatrick, Neiman, and Zalatoris.
Love it. That's a winning lineup right there.
Is there anybody else that do? Is there anybody you see that you want? I mean, I could see these three. This could be top. This could be top five at the end of round two.
Yep. Good for it. All right, locked it in.
All right, it's a wrap. It's a wrap, Cap.
Yep.
We got Victor Hovland. You know, ever since Javi stiffed me at the, do you notice as I'm getting older, I got these grudges that I just can't let go of? Have you noticed that?
Oh yeah.
I thought it might just be a me thing, but so if you notice it, then it's probably a real thing. Favorite. So you were at Augusta this week.
Yep.
And favorite hole. What was the favorite hole you watched?
Oh man, you know the thing about it is people will say 16. People love Amen Corner.
Yeah.
I think that just going on 18. It's so historic watching the finishes there. I just think it's it's one of the most iconic holes because it's always everybody on edge and whatnot. What's yours?
Well, so we had a lot of comments from our show earlier this week. And it's still 16. It's the 16th, depending on if I have a chair, it's the 16th green. If I don't have a chair, it's 16. I said the stance, right there. Get as close as I can. That way, when they hit it, I get that shit in my eye that comes up from the club, you know. Or maybe I've got my beer, like I'm quasi getting ready to drink, and they hit, and I get some of that black stuff, that turf juice in my glass. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
There's shade right there. There's pissers right there. There's a concession right there. So I can't get away from 16. It's always my, and I usually come in from like that, the Berkman's entrance back there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just 16. It's close, right? It's mm-hmm. like, I don't need to walk my ass up there to the club. I mean, I will maybe if my metabolism is acting up and I need to walk off a few of these Brewskis.
Right.
Here's Max Homa. Max Homa, 200.
Is he really?
He is, yeah, 200. Yeah, they're teeing off on 8 right now.
I think he's stealing all Tiger's birdies.
Tiger's still at even, so it's not horrible. Scheffler is 6 under through 17. And you just gave me an idea for some new shirts.
There you go. The map and flag. So it's located off the side of the fifth fairway. Like, I think it's like a 10-minute walk or something like that, right?
And there's nothing. There's nothing at Augusta National that's a 10-minute walk.
It says this is like 15 minutes off away from the course.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
You mean it's longer?
It's everything to me at Augusta is a long walk.
Okay, yeah, okay. I agree with that.
But I like it. Is this going to be fan friendly, or is this going to be is this going to be another? Is this going to turn into a Super Bowl event where the normal fan, I guess it already is, right? The normal golf fan can't go and watch the Masters.
No. Well, you have to win the lottery, yeah.
Okay, you could win the lottery, but I'm saying, but that's still a small, that's a very, very small population.
It's not an easy event to get to, yeah. And this is definitely not a fan-friendly thing. $17,000 for the week, and it's sold out.
$17,000 for the week.
You get passes every day, include your tournament badge, all-inclusive food and drinks, seating lounge, and a merch store.
For $17,000, I got some commentary on what I'd be expecting for the week. I got for $17,000 a week, I've got expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
They will need to be met, by the way.
Exactly.
And I'm not picky. You know this about me.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Is this good or is it bad? I mean,
I think it's null. I mean, it's like they bought that shopping center, and it's just another. It's just building out Disneyland for golf. You know, that's all there is to it.
I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm messaging people as we speak about how do we get media passes for. Or map and flag.
Map and flag.
What do you think about the name Map and Flag? Well, does that do anything for you?
Not really. No.
I don't either. I mean, I get the flag part.
Yeah. I guess you probably need a map to get there because it's like 10 minutes away.
Well, that's the thing is it's like, well, I don't have the map that shows me how to get there in 10 minutes. It took me like 45. So clearly, I need a better map so I can get to this establishment.
And if you keep complaining, we are going to flag you, and you're never coming back.
How long did it take you? So when you got to the gate and you went beep.
Yep.
How long did it take you to get back to the car to put your cell phone back in there and to get back to the?
Like a half hour. Yeah. You know? No.
I don't know. Map and flag. Huh? I totally understand it. Surely it's going to be utilized for things outside of outside of the Masters.
I you would think.
I would think. I guess it didn't have to, but. Yeah. I mean, and that's, yeah, well, it's good. I mean, because that shopping center, I don't know if you went by it or you know where it's at. I mean, it's a crummy little spot.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't know better, I'd be like, oh, shit, we're right on MLK Jr. Drive right here. It's like my neighbors. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's a crummy spot. So good for them. They'll do good things with it. It'll be, and I'm sure they'll probably do some giving back to the community and do some things there, you know, bringing people in, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, are you surprised that it's taken them this long to do this?
I just think they keep expanding, you know, like I said, it's like Disney World. It's going to keep expanding, keep acquiring, keep changing things. I mean, in 20 years, this Augusta is going to look even more different than it does now, you know?
So in 20 years, is outside of not the, I know you're talking about like the city, like Washington Drive Road and all that shit.
Yeah.
Because, and I did, we did talk about this earlier in the week, is like once you get inside of Augusta, like you're inside of Augusta, like you don't even know that the world exists.
Nope.
Like there's, you are isolated too. You're confined in the property.
Yep.
And which I think is unique in today's time.
Yep.
And I think it's also interesting to say that, you know, golf is looking for their, when they say golf, they're looking for their audience, right?
Yep.
The golf, the sport, they're trying to find their audience.
Yep.
And you've still got an event, a tournament, a property that is continuing to limit, I guess, the access. They're limiting what you can bring in. And I mean, think about this. Think about the trashy tournament out in Scottsdale. And think about Augusta.
Yep.
The Masters. I mean, polar opposites, right? It's not a political show, but I would equate it to, I mean, this is like Biden and Trump.
Yeah.
That's how drastic, right? I mean, that's how drastic this thing is, and I think they continue to keep it that way, and people love it. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you gain that. I mean, I guess you gain it with time, and you gain it with credibility. But the fact that they can continue to do it, and here's the interest. I think that given the opportunity, I think the same person that would go to the trashy open out in Scottsdale,
oh, 100%.
is the same person that would show up at Augusta.
100%.
And I mean, it's the same person. It's not a different person whatsoever. It's just the presentation and the expectation once you get there.
100%. Yep. Yep. So that wraps up most of day one, right?
Let's see. I want to talk about this leaderboard again. Do we have any changes?
Scotty still is one back, so.
Yeah, we're not dropping until. I know you got to go pee, but just like you're sitting there on the tee box at 16, waiting on Tiger to tee off, and he hadn't teed off yet.
Wait for Scotty to finish, and then we can wrap it up.
you're gonna wait this one out, damn it.
So we will come back with Watches and Wonders next week, right? So we'll do that next week.
I hope so.
Yeah, we need to do that next week. We'll do a full sugar recap next week. You gotta watch it over the weekend. There's only two episodes.
Okay, I'll be able to watch that. Fitzy finishes, by the way, at 1 under. Rahm, I think he's kind of there too. Let's see. Any notables? That 1 under is probably. What do we think the cut line's going to be at?
Oof. Let me see. What, plus two, plus three? Do you think? Probably somewhere around there, right?
So we're going to take the top 50 in ties.
Yeah. So right around plus two, plus. Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on what happens tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of golfers that aren't going to finish today, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
When I say a lot, who Singh. Is that Vijay Singh? No, he's plus four. He's toast.
Yeah, he is toast.
But, who didn't play with Maroc? You know, a lot of these first time namers, a lot of these first time winners, they're not so.
Well, that's always the case, man. This is one of those courses we talked about where, and it's not just us, but the more you play, the more you know it, and the more advantages you have.
Maronk's out. I mean, I guess technically they're not out. I mean, they could come out tomorrow and just have a scorcher of a day. Guess what? They're probably not going to do. Yeah, Woodland was that. Did you watch the par three, by the way? Did you watch any of that?
Nah, I was busy. I was traveling yesterday.
Like the whiskey?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a lot like that.
Oh, that sucks. That just flat out sucks. All right. Maybe they've called it. Maybe they're not. Surely they're going to let him finish.
It says it's still going.
There's Tiger again. It's breezy down there, man.
Yeah, windy day today. Yeah. I was a little worried about Scheffler with the rain, but obviously it's not raining. But have we seen him play in the rain? Like, with that footwork, if it gets a little sloppy, how do you think that's going to hold up? And it's not going to need it this weekend, but just in general. Does he hold up in the rain?
I think so. I think he's played well in the Open Championships.
Okay.
No, I mean, shit, the year he won, he had the vest. I mean, they were doing the vest on, a vest off.
But it
the
wasn't like, on, a vest but it was off. Cold and stuff. Was it raining that week? I forget.
I was there. It was horrible. Yes. The tree fell on a lady, I think, didn't it? And that was last year.
Yeah. That was the year before. Year before was when he had the vest.
Year before, yeah.
With him and Mullet Boy.
It was the mullet's out there. The mullet's doing fine.
Yeah, he was doing good.
So obviously there are more PGA Tour players here than there are LIV players, but I think that as it stands finishing day one, not round one, mm-hmm. but as it stands finishing day one, mm-hmm. I think every LIV player mm-hmm. noted there's one leading the tournament.
Yeah.
Every LIV player is slotted to. I would say that they make the cut. DJ's probably the only questionable one, and he sits at one over today. And I think he can that can be righted.
Well, he's early too, though.
Yeah, Schwartzel finished at two over, but yeah, DJ he's kind of on the Tiger train. He's not going to get through much more than like 12 or 13.
Yeah, Kepka's right there at the cut line as well. So plus one,
Kepka.
He's at plus one as well. He's right there with DJ.
Cupcake.
Yeah. But you got Rahm's at plus one. There's a lot of guys at plus one. Phil.
Yeah, plus one's fine right now, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Top 50 in ties.
Yeah, you're all good. You're all good. Have a good day tomorrow, and you'll be in good shape.
And do we like these elite fields? Do we like these condensed elite fields with a cut line?
Yeah.
I think we do. I like them. I think it's good. I think it's a good path forward.
Yeah.
I think when does Liv get invited to play a tournament at Augusta National? Just a Liv tournament.
Never. Never. Now, I will say it was kind of bold for chairman of Augusta National to be asked after the women's basketball tournament of the NCAA had the biggest year ever. And like, I think it was like 5 or 10 times the people watched the final of the women's and they did of the men's NCAA final. And it was the most watched basketball game this year, at least. Right. And for him to be asked, is there going to be a women's Masters? He says, we don't have any plans for that at this time. That's pretty bold.
It is bold because Dawn Staley, her office isn't very far from Augusta, Georgia.
It's true. It's true. And I think a women's Masters is a cool idea.
So do I. But I think it's a cool idea too. I think it's probably a cool idea. This is, you didn't, this was not in the show notes, Dan. You know the lead sheets that you gave me? The lead sheets included nothing about a women's masters.
Okay.
However, what I do think is, I think it's cool, a good idea. Conceptually speaking, I think it's probably great. I don't know that Augusta National is the right place to do it at.
Interesting.
I mean, why wouldn't someone else take advantage of the opportunity to establish an invitational? And maybe they have. Maybe we just don't follow. And in the context that you're talking about, you're saying specifically at Augusta.
Yeah, they do the women's Masters. They do the women's amateur there.
I understand. But my thing is I'm like, I can kind of agree with this. I shouldn't say agree, but I can kind of see where think about, this is the 88th playing of the Masters, right? So 88 years ago, think about, like, I mean, what the fuck was going on in Augusta, Georgia, man?
Nothing.
I mean, other than there's a college there. There's things happening, but I'm just saying, like, it's kind of in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, unless you're going to Myrtle Beach, I don't know. I mean, you really don't just happen by Augusta, Georgia.
True.
Right. You gotta be going there for a reason. So, I mean, is that, to me, that's an idea for somebody to Shark Tank something and say, hey, let's just build it from, let's start off with Disneyland. Let's go ahead and the course could already be built. Maybe it needs to be revamped. Maybe it doesn't. But let's start off with the hospitality suite over here that is the Map and Golf. And I think that's probably,
Good point. Maybe they could build another course near Augusta right there on the same property or something. I don't know. You know, it's just, yeah. It's the branding of it's the most important part, right? Because it's the Masters for women's, the Women's Masters or something like that, you know. So,
but this is very dangerous territory. I'm just saying, at that point, does it
dilute the men's?
Thank you for saying.
No, that's not a controversial statement. Look at what we talked about with the PGA Tour. You know, is the PGA Tour diluting its own brand by doing these elevated events within the same name of the PGA Tour? Yeah, I think they are.
I think it dilutes the Masters. Okay. I think the reason, I think they did it and with intent. I think they're hosting the women's amateur there for a reason. And that's the reason. I think because it's, you can't replicate. All right, so here's a couple. I know we got to talk about. You want to talk some about this sugar thing? So
I'll do it later. I got to go here in a minute. Yeah.
I think that you can't replicate the Super Bowl. You can't replicate Daytona. You can't replicate the Kentucky Derby. That's probably the best one. The Kentucky Derby.
So I get all those points. Within golf, it's a lot like tennis, right? So all of the majors in tennis have women's and men's playing. There's Wimbledon, Australian Open, U.S. Open. They're all the same, right? And in golf, they also have the they don't have it all the same, but they do have like the U.S. Open of women's and men's, right? And I think they have different similar ones that are similar. So it could be very much like tennis, where you have the same majors in a way, you know.
But tennis, I would say, is as far as.
Scotty didn't make it, by the way.
Did he finish?
Minus six.
As far as a co-ed sport goes, I shouldn't even say co-ed is minus six. As far as a co-ed sport goes, tennis is the closest. It has the most relevancy as it relates to men's and women competing in the same sport.
Yeah.
As far as popularity and all those things. Nelly Korda, Ford, yeah. You know, there's something going on there. So I think that I think that there's a space for it. I think golf could be that. But I think in you don't have that same.
Yeah, I get your point. I get your point. It could dilute the brand.
There's something that's missing. And the PGA Tour has got to, they've got to dissolve the PGA Tour is what has to happen.
Yeah, we got to get into this later. Scotty didn't make it, though, and I got to run. But
Scotty didn't make it. Yeah. Hold on. Before you go, are you putting hard money down on DeChambeau to win the Masters?
Hey, why not? Why not?
Well, what's the, pull it up. What's the bet?
Oh, okay.
Pull
it up. Let's do it.
We'll end on this swan song.
All right.
This could fund the podcast for the year because our sponsors damn sure ain't paying up.
Dang right. All right.
Just kidding.
Tournament
by the way.
Winner. Paying
up just fine.
He's still plus 500. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do that right now. And I get a boost. And I get
Who
a boost.
I get a boost. I will boost myself.
There you go. All right. We'll be back maybe on Sunday, maybe on Monday. I don't know. We'll see, right?
We'll be back. How about that? Regular bat time, regular bat channel. And, hey, enjoy the Masters. What a week. And I guess go DeChambeau.
There you go.
Cheers.
Cheers.